Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Wednesday of the 31st week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Jeremiah Gillette, a contemplative nun in Lufkin, Texas, who teaches in their formation program. Her preaching today is entitled, All for Jesus.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Great crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and addressed them. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which of you, wishing to construct a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if there is enough for its completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding himself unable to finish the work, the onlookers should laugh at him and say, "This one began to build, but did not have the resources to finish." Or, what king, marching into battle, would not first sit down and decide whether, with 10,000 troops, he can successfully oppose another king advancing upon him with 20,000 troops? But if not, while he is still far away, he will send a delegation to ask for peace terms. In the same way, every one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. Gospel of the Lord. We humans are a strange lot. Our natural life is mostly physical, or seems so. We live in a material world, we use material things, we're made out of matter, and yet there is much more to being a human being. We are unique in our world by our spiritual reality. Not only that, but all who are baptized have been brought into the supernatural realm of reality. So many people have forgotten about this, that we are called to greatness for communion with the triune God, Father, Son, and Spirit. Perhaps that is why Jesus speaks so strongly about renouncing materiality and possessions in today's gospel. We have to look to the end to see if we can follow Jesus. Following Jesus' advice, let us ask God to help us and those we meet ponder more and more our end, our goal of union with God, and begin to become more and more aware of his indwelling presence within our hearts. We can do this by beginning to just remember he is present. God wants to be as close to us as we want. In other words, it's up to us. God can set up no barriers between us, and he doesn't tear down barriers that we put up. We tend to think that our circumstances determine the quality of our life, whether we're building a tower or something, or a home or whatever it is. And we pour our energy into trying to control every situation. We are happy when things are going well, and sad or frustrated when things do not turn out as we had hoped. We rarely question what we're doing, that we're living by material things, by temporal, superficial things. if we think of God, if we remember that He is always with us, we will find contentment in any and every situation. So let us put more trust, energy into trusting God and enjoying His presence. Let us connect our joy to the joy of God and remember He always keeps His promises. Nothing in all creation can separate us from the love of God if we are willing. Amen.